This was pretty big news. President Trump said today that it's time for the U.S. to, quote, fully recognize Israel's sovereignty of the Golan Heights. That statement came in the form of a tweet. It wasn't entirely unexpected, but it also represents a significant reversal in U.S. policy going back more than 50 years. The World's Matthew Bell is here in the studio with me to put this in context. So a quick geography reminder, Matthew, the Golan Heights is where exactly?
From where I used to live in Jerusalem when I was Middle East correspondent, it's about a three-hour drive, basically go straight north. It's the high ground that sits up in that place where the borders meet between northern Israel, southern Lebanon, and Syria.
I feel like I haven't heard the words Golan Heights in years. Has control of the Golan Heights been in dispute?
Certainly not in Israel, in contrast to the West Bank, for example. The Israeli public is divided about what should happen with the West Bank. The Golan Heights, in terms of Israeli politics, not so controversial. Israelis across the board will see this announcement from Donald Trump and celebrate it. They'll say that, look, the Golan Heights is a lovely place. It's beautiful. You can go camping there. You can go skiing there. Israelis get water from there. Strategically, it's important. That's something Donald Trump mentioned in his tweet. Just across the board, Israelis will say, we're not going to give this land up.
So who will not like this announcement?
Well, it is an abrupt reversal of decades of U.S. policy. And also the entire international community recognizes the Golan Heights as land that was captured during conflict, the 1967 war. The Six-Day War is when the Israelis took control of the Golan Heights. Israel recognized the Golan Heights as under Israeli law in 1981, but no one around the world recognizes that. The rest of the international community sees it as occupied land, control over which should be determined through negotiations through other parties. Countries like Iran, Syria, maybe Russia are not going to like this.
What about the timing? Because Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled to meet President Trump pretty soon in Washington. Any coincidence there?
Hard not to see this as a political gift to Netanyahu, who's facing what looks like it could be a tight political race. The national election in Israel is on April 9th. This will look very good for Prime Minister Netanyahu.
And what about the residents of the Golan Heights themselves? Like, who are they and what does this mean for them?
I think the people who live in the Jewish towns there, the Jewish Israelis, of course, they're going to say this is not a surprise. We live here. It's the Golan Heights has been part of Israel for a long time. It should continue to be. There's also the population of Druze Arabs. These are people that have long-time cultural religious connections across the border with Syria. They've always been sort of caught in the middle. Some of them are Israeli citizens. Some of them are actually still Syrian citizens. So this is just going to highlight that place that they've been stuck in for a long time.
The World's Matthew Bell, thanks for filling us in.
Thanks, Marco.